Hi, I'm Master Gardener John Fisher with KLCC's Good Gardening. If you're planning to put a fruit tree in the near future, there are a few things you should do right now. First, select a proper variety. Okay, first, finish that bite of apple. This is a good time of year to sample all the fruits that grow well in Oregon, and there are a lot of them. While peaches, plums, and figs require virtually no care, apples and pears are still the most commonly planted fruit trees in the country. To make sure you get the right fruit tree, do a little research now on which variety will best fit your needs. Do you want early or late season fruit? Will you be eating it fresh, storing it for the winter, or canning, drying, or juicing the fruit? And most importantly, do you like the taste? A new favorite apple of mine, Gold Rush, hangs onto the tree into January and is scab resistant, but some people find it too tart and spicy. I enjoy persimmons, but if you don't like slimy, very tasty fruit, don't plant one. Figs are the sweetest thing you can grow in Oregon, but if you don't like fresh figs, you'll have a lot of fruit to give away each year. Peaches and plums, along with some apples and pears, have been available for sampling since June. More apples and pears will appear in local markets over the next few months. Try them. You might like them. The second thing to do now, so you're ready for next spring's bare root planting season, is to select and prepare a planting spot. Find a sunny location sufficiently distant from the house and put a 3-foot circle of cardboard on the lawn. Cover the cardboard with an inch or two of kitchen scraps, then top it off with 6 to 10 inches of leaves. Come February, you'll have a great place to put in a new tree, if you've made your decision about variety yet. I'm John Fisher with KLCC's Good Gardening.